Hey everyone, this is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for joining me again today. Man, I love this music. Yes, I wish I can play like that, but God didn't give me that gift, or maybe he has and I just haven't practiced it yet. Well, again, this is Dan Sheridan, and I am in my new studio today. For those of you who have been regular listeners, thank you for being patient, but it's been a rough couple months for us. I've been recording down in a dungeon, and I'm back up into my nice, sunshiny office and looking out over a dismal February day. Dismal because the grass is all brown and there's flurries of snow, but that's okay. We are here to proclaim great news. And for those of you who don't know, we have a new web address, and that is paulsevangel.com, paulsevangel.com. We are still Cross and Throne Ministries, but we wanted, a lot of people had problems pronouncing Cross and Throne for some reason, so we're calling it Paul's Evangel. And by the way, that's really what we're about, bringing the Paul's Evangel to the nations, the teachings of the Apostle Paul. And we believe the whole Bible, we believe all the Hebrew scriptures and all the Greek scriptures, but we recognize that God sent Paul to be the apostle of the nations, and it's through his letters alone we learn about the position, the calling, and destiny of the church, which is his body. Today I want to discuss a topic, and it's found in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And I'm reading from the Concordant Literal New Testament. And if you do not have a copy of the Concordant Literal New Testament, you need to get one. I've always said there are some tools that everyone needs that are basic. And first of all, I believe you should have the Concordant Bible. You can get the Old Testament. We have the complete Old Testament here in five volumes. We also have the New Testament. And so you can get those. You need to have a concordant version, and I think secondly you need a companion Bible. The notes there are very helpful. And thirdly, you need the concordant commentary in the New Testament. I think those three are enough to really save you from human teaching and human garbage, as it were, and bring you to a knowledge of God and in his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. You'll have to pardon me here. Excuse me, I need coffee. Well, we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians, I do need a drink. I have Clorox Greenworks cleaner for surfaces. I don't think that'll be good to drink, but yeah, it's good cleaner, but I don't think that'll be good for my inside. So we'll have to do without a drink today. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, Paul says this in verse 8. For in grace, through faith, are you saved. And this is not out of you, it is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. For his achievement are we, being created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God makes ready beforehand, that we should be walking in them. You have to pardon me for this interruptions here. And let me repeat this again. For in grace, through faith, are you saved. And this is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. For his achievement are we, being created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God makes ready beforehand, that we should be walking in them. Now, first of all, Paul says, in grace, through faith. Note it doesn't say through repentance. It doesn't say through enduring to the end. It doesn't say through baptism or through praying or through making a commitment to God or through watching or waiting, through saying your prayers or through going to church or through not drinking alcoholic beverages. It doesn't say for in grace through your nice personality. It doesn't say for in grace through the fact that I'm related to some holy preacher. It says, for in grace through faith are you saved. Saved. In grace through faith are you saved. Now that is and if you look at the Concordant Version, that's a state form. The word saved. It means state or complete form gives the state resulting from an action. In other words, we are in the condition. We are saved. Right now. In grace through faith are you saved. And this is not out of you. Now notice that. and this is not out of you. Let me repeat that again. And this is not out of you. What's not of you, out of you? Your salvation through faith by grace. None of this out of you. Your faith is not something that you mustered in and of yourself. God had to give that to you. And your salvation is not out of you. And we're living in a day where we need to repeat this over and over again. This is part of Paul's evangel, as we proclaim here, that salvation is a gift of God purchased through the deliverance that's in Christ Jesus. When Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, he did it while he was here. And what did he do while he was here? He died on the cross, and he was entombed, and he was roused again the third day. All that God was to do for mankind was accomplished on the cross. And so that means there's nothing left for you to do. If salvation depends on you mustering up enough faith on your own, out of you, then salvation is not by grace. That means that Christ did half the saving and you do the other half. If Christ did 99% of saving you and it was left in that 1% was left for you to do, you're still 100% lost. 99% saved is 100% lost. I hope you get that. Now I'm going to repeat this. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. Let me repeat it again. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. For in grace, through faith, are you saved, and this is not out of you. Do you get it yet? For in grace, through faith, are you saved, and this is not out of you. For in grace, through faith, are you saved, and this is not out of you. And this is not out of you. And this is not of you. This is not out of you. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. And this is not out of you. You're out of the equation. I'm going to repeat it again. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. You still looking in yourself? Let me repeat. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. 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 This is not out of you, friends, for in grace, through faith, are you saved, and this is not out of you. Oh, sometimes we have to repeat ourselves, but everybody I talk to, they always come around to what they're doing. They always want to brag about something. They're always worried they haven't done enough. They're always worried that God is such an ogre in the sky that he never lets you have any assurance. Well, friends, for in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. It is God's approach present. Now, salvation is not you approaching God with a present. So many people treat God as if he's up there and all angry and ticked off, waiting for you to do something to please him, to come into his presence with something to please him so he can be appeased. That's not the God of Scriptures. That's the God of heathendom and the God of Christendom, not the God of the Scriptures. God's not waiting to be appeased. He is totally satisfied and happy with what Christ did on the cross. And it's in grace through faith are you saved. And it's not out of you. It's God's approach present. It's not you coming to God to appease him. It's God coming to you and presenting and approaching you with a present to win your favor. God was in Christ conciliating the world unto himself. And it's God's pleading through us for Christ's sake to be reckoned, be conciliated to God. So, in grace through faith, are you saved, and this is not out of you. Do you get it yet? It's not out of you. There's nothing inside of you personally or anywhere inside of you in your mind or in your body. Nothing you can think or nothing you can do can save you. As a matter of fact, in Ephesians 2, if you look earlier in this verse, it says this, that we were the Spirit, I'm going to read it from verse 1, and you, being dead to your offenses and sins in which once you walked, in accord with the eon of this world, in accord with the chief of the jurisdiction of the air, the spirit now operating in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all behaved ourselves once in the lusts of our flesh, doing the will of the flesh and of the comprehension. So our flesh, our bodies, and our comprehensions, that's the activity of our minds, were both contrary to God. And so anything you think, your comprehensions, or anything you do with your flesh, nothing you can do can please God. Nothing. That's because for in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. It is God's approach present. That's good news. It's good news. It's bad news to teach otherwise. Good news is something that makes you happy. Paul says, happy is the man to whom the Lord will never reckon sin. That's me. That's me because it's not out of me. It's because of something God did for me. Christ died for me, and God was happy with it. It's the highest insult to God when we say, well, you know what, God, that wasn't enough. We have to do something. You know what? For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. It's not out of you. This is not out of you, friends. What's not out of you? Your salvation and your faith. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works. Notice that. Not out of you, not of works. It's not out of you, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. You have nothing to boast in. Heaven would be sick if when we got there, we'd all say, look how I got here. Imagine what heaven would be like if a bunch of arrogant people got to stand around there in the presence of the Son of God with the nail-pierced hands. Can you imagine standing in front of the Son of God with the nail-pierced hands and you looking at the Son of God and saying, well, I see there, I see the marks on the side in your hands, but guess what I did to get here? Can you imagine anything more dumb? Can you imagine anything more crazy than standing in front of the Son of God and telling him what you did to get to heaven? For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. You have nothing to boast and never can boast. For his achievement are we. We are God's achievement. Are you a believer today? If you're a believer, you're God's achievement. You didn't achieve anything. God achieved it. His achievement are we, being created in Christ Jesus for good works. You can't do good works until you first become a creation, a new creation, until you become God's achievement. For his achievement are we, being created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God makes ready beforehand, that we should be walking in them. Notice it says walking, not work. We have employment in God's Aeonian purpose. You and I have a job to do. God's prepared beforehand that we do it. One more time with feeling. For in grace, through faith, are you saved. And this is not out of you. It's 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 not out of you. Stop thinking about you. Forget about you. Forget about your sins and what you are and how bad you are and all the dirty things you've done. It's not out of you. And I hope I've made it clear. And I hope you leave today rejoicing in the glad tidings, the good news, that Christ did it all. This is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Our web address is paulsevangel.com. It's paulsevangel.com. Go there, get a copy of the Concordant Literal New Testament, the greatest translation on planet Earth, and the Concordant Commentary. And, it's been a great day. Now it's time to go out there and live, friends. Enjoy life, enjoy God, enjoy the Savior. He's great. It's not out of you, friends.